Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That was Matt Nagy and Andy Reid discussing the play calling situation in Kansas City, because Matt Nagy got a lot of credit for the last five games of the regular season being the Chiefs play caller. They went 4-1 in that stretch, averaged 28.6 points per game, and he parlayed that into a head coaching job 8-plus years after he was selling real estate, a rapid rise through the coaching ranks. I spoke to a player in Kansas City after the show yesterday who said, might have been calling plays, but nothing changed around here. Like, nothing in turn, and it is totally reasonable, right, that player might not have known. He was an offensive player, but he's not in the headset, right? It wasn't Alex Smith who's getting it in, but he's like, I don't even know who was calling the plays in the playoff game. And I was like, oh, wow, really? He's like, yeah, nothing changed. Like, they always do it collaborative. They're always working together. He did not notice anything overly different.
Nagy's always been on the headset.
Exactly.
Reid is always on the headset.
Yeah.
Reid maintained that giant play sheet that looks like a Denny's menu even when Nagy was calling plays. You saw Reid looking at his play sheet and saying things into a headset during the playoff game. Who knows? We're really at a point here where it's very selective. If you want to give credit to Matt Nagy for the good things from the four-game stretch and then the bad things, give the bad things to Andy Reid in the playoff game. And that is convenient for those of us with some Matt Nagy optimism. It's also convenient for Andy Reid as he tries to sell you on his assistant coaches being good head coaching candidates. And he said after the game, Matt called the good ones and I called the bad ones.
Right. Andy Reid is a made guy. They got rid of John Dorsey, who drafted Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce and Kareem Hunt and all these stars. Like, he's a made guy in Kansas City because they kept him. They got rid of the GM. They got to bring in his own GM again. He's going to transition to Mahomes. He wanted them to trade for Alex Smith. He does anything he wants there. And he takes a tremendous amount of pride in having his own coaching tree like he had under Mike Holmgren. He has a tremendous amount of pride. He did the exact same thing with Doug Peterson.
Mm-hmm.
And he's doing the exact same thing with Matt Nagy. So what I'm saying is, it doesn't matter. Like, positively or negatively, it doesn't matter. He was involved in the offensive game plan and play calling.
And he did call some. He has called some. And we know that's a positive to actually have a command enough of it that you've called it and you're developing your feel and your rhythm as a play caller, which is a big, big, big deal.
But he still is a new play caller.
Sure.
Like, even if he called every play in the last five regular season games and the playoff game, which I don't believe to be the case, but even if he did, that still is six games as a play caller at the NFL level. So the truth is somewhere in between. But to me, that doesn't matter as much as what his qualifications are and what people say about him. Career quarterback, honest, straightforward, energetic, young, on the rise.
Sure.
He's got arena league experience, college experience, played the game, with Andy Reid, Philly, Kansas City, all of that stuff. Like, I don't really care if he was the one who didn't hand the ball to Kareem Hunt in the playoff game. To me, that's an anecdote. That's not indicative of if he's good or not at his job.
As we go to the eternal comp of the Los Angeles Rams, Sean McVay, in his final year there with the Redskins, was calling some plays, but Jay Gruden, who's a de facto offensive coordinator, is the head coach, and Jay Gruden very much on the headset involved in all the play calling. So, and Jay Gruden wanted his offensive coordinator calling plays wherever he felt comfortable. McVay called them from the sidelines, and then he went up to the booth and called some from up there. But anyway, it's collaborative. It's often collaborative, and McVay was collaborating with Jay Gruden as well in the final year there in Washington.
Yeah, it's just, They hired a guy who was known as for developing quarterbacks. That's what they did.
Yeah.
Like that's what it, you know what I mean? He's going to be green, man. He's going to be overwhelmed. Sure. It's going to be, there's going to be growing pains with him, just like there were growing pains with Mitch Trubisky. Think
just
about
like
it.
There were growing pains with Sean McVay.
And like there were growing pains with Ryan Pace. Like, you talk about how they hire the same person.
Yeah.
Ryan Pace, youngest general manager in the game, got fleeced on a few things, right? Maybe traded up when he didn't need to, bid against himself for Mike Glennon, learning the job, but he's got that scout background. We've seen Ryan Pace learn on the job. Mitch Trubisky, He had a game where he threw seven passes. He didn't know how to verbalize a play call. He hadn't dropped back from under center in his life because he had never been in the huddle because everything was called from the sideline. Like, he had to learn on the job. Matt Nagy's going to have to learn on the job.
In the echo chamber, they have indeed found themselves. Yeah. They found each other. The Bears Twitter account sent out a picture of the three of them there, Matt Nagy and Ryan Pace and Mitchell Trubisky. It is a picture of the three of them smiling, laughing, and the caption from the Bears Twitter, "Did we just become best friends?"
Ryan, movie, yeah, Step Brothers.
Yeah, Ryan Pace is holding a Starbucks. Step Brothers, I looked at it. My first thought was, we are laughing because they look like they're forcing themselves into that good mood. But there they are, the three of them. That's your brain trust and the key to the future of your entire franchise. It's interesting. I wonder, I got to find out if the Bears had a change in social media and like who was handling Twitter, because they used to be really, really bad. Remember how bad they were?
Yeah, of course.
Remember in September when Butterfingers got into an argument with them because after Mike Glennon fumbled, Butterfinger, the candy bar, tweeted "butter knees" because the ball was a shotgun snap that went off Mike Glennon's knees.
I had forgotten it, yes, but now I do remember.
Yeah, so Butterfinger tweeted "butter knees," hashtag Chicago versus Green Bay, and the Bears tweeted back "stick to candy," right? And then Butterfinger tweeted back at them, "stick to football." Oh, wait, because the Bears are so bad.
Yes, they were bested by a candy bar this year on social media, and perhaps it led to big sweeping changes at Halford.
The biggest
change this year, I would say. From Glennon to Trubisky, and from Fox to Nagy, potentially the social media coordinator is really the big change.
Butterfingers kept going at him, "attention, it's 14 to nothing. You're focusing on the wrong game here." Now, then asterisk 21 to nothing. Another asterisk, "this is just sad. Are you there?" They kept tweeting at the Bears. And, you know, just absolutely got roasted. But anyway, the Bears Twitter account, I noticed because I was following along a second half of the year, seemed to be a little bit better. A little bit better.
I'm glad you are following along for it. People here love...
So dismissive.
What, me?
Yeah. I'm glad you are following along.
I mean, they hired a new coach. They got a new quarterback.
The Twitter account's the bigger news, Danny. Yeah, I'm just saying. It's the bigger news. Someday you'll realize the veteran broadcaster knows what's important.
Did you see the video after it where it's Nagy and Trubisky giving the dap and the man hug?
I did.
I have not watched that yet. Okay.
Yeah.
Pretty awkward.
Yeah?
Pretty awkward. Hey,
awkward. It's not quite like me taking pictures bad, but it's not comfortable.
Oh no, it's not bad.
Can't be. Nothing. Come on, man. Nothing is that bad.
Trubisky and Nagy come in. They connect, as we talked about. Sometimes you miss with the fist or whatever. They connect with the bro hands, and there's a little hug there. Parkins is in pain right
now. Nagy looks him up and down too, like, "look at you.
That's
you're really a piece of man meat, aren't you?"
Yeah. Like, "let me get a good look at you." Yeah, you'll be able to see over the offensive line just fine.
This is what I'm working with, huh?
Yeah, all right.
You're thicker than Alex Smith. This is going to be good.
Yeah.
It's going to work out well.
Young and spry. So, people in this town love to grade press conferences, right? What do you want? What optically speaks? What matters to you today?
I don't want Ted. That's my number one.
No Ted. Can he speak off to the side?
Trigger. Sure.
Can he speak off to the side? Can he be in the room?
I dream of full Tedlessness on a day like today.
Yeah.
There is no reason for Ted.
Oh, right. The reason for Ted last time was because of the Pace extension.
Sure.
In theory, there is no reason other than he was in the room during the interview process. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so he's got to approve all of that stuff.
Yeah.
I agree. I can't imagine the first voice at the microphone today needs to be Ted Phillips. Yeah. That would be weird.
Now, and Ted off to the side doing side thing would only be because he is a moth. And we all know that he is a moth. So maybe he'll be there.
All right. First voice, Ryan Pace?
Yeah, sure. Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy sitting there next to each other. Ryan Pace talking about how much he loves Matt Nagy and why he chose him and why he got aggressive with him and using the word excited. I'll say... four times he'll use the word excited before you hear the voice of Matt Nagy.
Whoa.
Okay.
Under. Screaming
really?
Under.
You think Ryan Pace is only going to give like two sentences?
Screaming under.
No way. Ryan Pace is going to give you...
I thought that was going to be number of times he said excited the whole press
oh,
conference.
Oh, hell no. I'm going four times...
before we even hear Nagy's voice.
How about some version of the word, any whatever conjugation you want of excite, exciting, excited.
Yeah, I'll grant you that.
Grant me that?
That's fine. Over under of 3.5, and I take the under and you take the over?
Yeah, what are those called? Conjugates? Is that what those are called?
And I'm taking the over.
I'm completely talking out of my butt, by the way, but conjugates sounds like it's right.
It's probably not, but yes, I'll take the over as well.
Conjugations?
All right. Yeah, but these are all on the over before Nagy even speaks?
3.5 before he speaks is the number.
3.5 in a first sentence.
It's an exciting day to be excited about
we
the
excitable. We had a 5-second clip with him saying excited 3 times.
I know, that was one clip. You're saying, look, the whole press conference.
He's going to talk for more than 5 seconds before Nagy steps to the mic.
All right. So you guys are all on over 3.5.
Excited
variations.
Before Nagy even speaks. Yep.
That's amazing to me.
Okay, a guy who says, does fired up count? That's too late for me to ask for that.
No. I've already given you 3.5 instead of 4, and I've already given you variations on excited.
Can't go for synonyms.
He's got to do it.
I get conjugates.
Right. All right. What other props do we want here? Because is it Mitch or Mitchell? How do you think Nagy refers to him as?
I'm going to go with Mitch.
You're going to go with Mitch?
Yeah. I'm going to go with the familiar Mitch.
Okay.
Okay, that's interesting. Yeah, because...
I think you might go Mitchell.
Yeah?
I think you might go Mitchell. Try to sound official.
Social media said they're friends now. It's Mitch.
Yeah.
True. Okay. Good point.
But what's the officials? The official Mitchell?
Well, the official's Mitchell. His mother prefers Mitchell.
What does Pace do?
Mitch. Pace does Mitch.
That's it. Right, they just talked about him for 4 hours in a meeting and then has had a slumber party on Sunday night in Kansas City.
All right. Over under.
Uh-huh.
3.5 questions in,
yeah.
Before Vic Fangio is asked about.
3.5 questions in.
Assuming the press conference is Pace and Nagy being available, or even not.
Okay, so you don't think either of them will bring it up before questions?
No.
I mean, you're right.
If they do bring it up, it could be Ted Phillips who announces it, by the way, so prepare yourself for that. I'm
here to announce
the defensive coordinator for the Chicago Bears. It's Matt's hire, but it's collaborative.
I just wanted to tell you, I love how we're making Ted Phillips Francesa. I want to congratulate Ryan Pace,
blah, blah, blah.
On a tremendous job. He did a great job. I was there. I was watching. I'm Ted. We're 10 minutes in. I'm still talking.
I don't know why we did that, but it was enjoyable. It's our default. One of the few impressions I can do.
So 3.5 questions before the name Vic Fangio is mentioned. I will go under. I'll go under on that.
I feel like under is the right answer there.
It's going to happen fast.
2.5?
2.5 is maybe a better line.
2.5 is a better line.
Yeah.
All right, well, so let's say I want to set good numbers here for people to play along. We like 2.5 is the line.
Yeah, like 2.5 questions before Vic Fangio's name comes up, and I still might go under.
Okay. It's a big question.
It's a pressing.
Remember,
it's
the first question is usually a nothing. Hey, welcome to town. How's
right,
it going?
Let's do that. Who gets the first question?
It should be John's.
Bruce going to show up to try and get the first question?
Bruce Levine, your thoughts? Want to welcome you to town. How about Jim Rose so we can get a sidebar out of the way?
That's usually how it works.
All right. No, I love this. It's going to be Biggs. We all know it's going to be Biggs. But
it should be Johns.
Yes.
That'd
be
disrespectful.
I'll go Haw for sake of being different.
Oh, that's good. I love how Danny wants it to be Johns because John's got the scoop. That's the only reason he wants it to be Johns.
That's how it should work. You get the scoop, you get the first question.
Should be that way.
Get the respect.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about, like, Danny's really into the fact that John's got the scoop. He's been talking about it. Man, that can make your career.
That was off air we were talking about. That's a big scoop, man.
Sorry about that.
It's okay.
But you're excited about
it.
But I'm pace for giving him that one.
But I understand. I understand. Like, these days, the scoop, it lasts 2 minutes, right?
Yeah, in that case, it was, about that. And right? That's a long time. Yeah.
I mean, I don't remember a ton of scoops in that way. I suppose
this one shocked me,
and like, a non-Biggs.
Well, because it's Sun Times instead of Tribune, so like the second newspaper in town,
yeah,
not the highest profile beat writer,
right?
Gets the scoop over something that every national reporter is reporting on.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's the number one story that Schefter and Rappaport and all of those guys are chasing right now. Not like the Bears is the number one, but coaching searches is the number one story all of those guys are chasing. So for that to go to Johns, that's a big scoop.
Right.
That shows legit connections. So he should get the first question.
Okay, I think it'll be Biggs. All right, what else you got? You got more?
Because I got a ton more. Well, we got 45 more minutes of hyping this, and I want to run you by.
Hey, I was joking about press conference pregame, and you're doing it.
Well, the only way to do press conference pregame is to gamble on it, Speaks. So we
and you're having a great year so far.
A fantastic year. Over under 3.5 excited. Over under 2.5 questions before Fangio is mentioned. And I'll take Johns at, 5-1 on the board? If Biggs is like -200, Zaidman's probably up there.
No, Zach doesn't really ask questions.
Mm.
I think Biggs, Haw, and Johns are big. Larry Mayer. I'm going to go an outside shot. What's Grobber? 100-1 for Grobber?
Emma, 22-1, deep shot on the board.
Deeper.
You realize Les's question would be about deferring when you win the coin toss.
Does someone ask him, how do you pronounce your last name? Is that a press conference question?
Could be.
I got 100 more props if you want them.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be something that's clarified ahead of time?
Ted's like, I just wanted to say a few things.
All right.
It's Nagy.
I have more I want to throw at you as well.
Okay.
All right.
We'll do that coming up. And what today is day one of for the Bears coming up. Spiegel and Parkins on the score.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
That's from bears.com. The meeting of Nagy and Trubisky.
The meeting. Was that Nagy going, you look good, man?
You look good, man.
That's Nagy? After the look up and down?
It was.
Checking out the stature, the athleticism, as best you can pick it up when a man is walking towards you for a bro hug and
a
handshake.
A hoodie and a backwards cap at Hallis Hall. Brought to you by that moment. What a tremendous sponsorship opportunity for the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Still taking your child's temperature the way it was done decades ago. Upgrade to the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer available at fine retailers everywhere.
I don't know what this music is from, but I always picture the scene in From Here to Eternity with Burt Lancaster and somebody rolling around on the beach as the waves crash in, right?
It's Tchaikovsky.
Okay, but I wonder if that's the music from Here to Eternity.
From Romeo and Juliet.
Of Romeo and Juliet.
You ass.
Thank you. Sorry. And that scene is parodied beautifully in Airplane, right?
Literally every movie ever.
Yes.
In which someone falls in love.
Yes, they fall in love, and I think it's in Naked Gun, too, where they just, Zucker's reusing the same thing. But I do love that music. It was very evocative. And the love affair, the bromance between Matt Nagy and Mitchell Trubisky began today.
Yes, it did. Well, it did not begin today.
Oh, that's right. Excuse me.
It began before the draft. And I imagine that, to me,
that'll come up.
Is a dark horse candidate for the first question of the press conference.
I bet Matt brings it up. Maybe he might bring it up even before we get there.
It's possible.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, and that is something that is interesting. Like, what was your involvement in the scouting of Mitch Trubisky out of college? Did you maintain a relationship, as has been reported?
Uh-huh.
How well do you know him? How much of a factor was he in this job as opposed to other jobs that might have considered you? Because, mm-hmm. I mean, Andrew Luck, once upon a time, was the best quarterback prospect a young offensive coach could possibly have dreamed of, but now there's injury questions with him in Indianapolis.
Uh-huh.
Like, I think that has a real chance to dominate this press conference today, the relationship between him and Mitch Trubisky.
Certainly.
And we also don't know, did Trubisky go? Like, did he, like, all of these interviews were done on the road. Did Mitch Trubisky fly to Kansas City? Or is that, he said he looked good there in that meeting, so I assume that Mitch Trubisky was not involved in the interview process.
Yeah, you look good. It sounds like a guy who has not met with Mitch Trubisky.
Right? Now, maybe he was in on a speakerphone, but my guess is that they did not go over film together.
They Skyped. They might have Skyped.
I don't know.
We have questions.
I think that's a legitimate question.
No, of course it is, because we learned that Sean McVay and Jared Goff spent a good 2 hours during the first interview going over film, and we had assumed that Trubisky was going to be involved and ended up hoping that Trubisky would be involved.
But
might as well.
But it seems unlikely that Mitch Trubisky is flying on private planes with the owner, president, and coach, right? It would seem more likely that they'd be watching film at Hallis Hall on a second round of interviews.
Baller on the private planes.
So Trubisky's just like listening to music while these old guys are talking.
Getting hammered.
Just in front of his boss. It's like, they're bringing me along.
Oh, man, this is great.
Yeah.
You guys mind if I do some lines? Mind if I do some
blow?
I'm just playing it out. I'm just, I didn't let it play out. I aggressively played it out.
Yeah.
How fast do we get to RPO? My fascination and my obsession with the term and the play run pass option, the RPO, is reaching absurd levels at this point.
It is reaching absurd levels.
I know. I'm sure it's annoying to you.
I mean,
to everybody.
Mildly annoying.
I live with that.
Only because it's going to be there. Right? Like it's in the NFL. It was in Kansas City. It's part of Trubisky's thing.
You know,
it's going to be there.
You know where it wasn't?
It's like asking him about spin rate 3 months before the season starts.
Except it's not, because you know where it wasn't? You know where RPOs were not being used?
Okay.
Here. Dowell Loggins not using them.
Sure.
Our buddy Dan Durkin just tweeted out a link about you know, really breaking down what it is. If you want, this is where the quarterback reads the box count, makes another read after the snap, etc. But sweeping the league everywhere. Apparently, they used a lot of them in Kansas City the past few years. And when Nagy took over play calling, he boosted that rate even more. So one of the only guys not to use it around the NFL, Dowell Loggins. And oh, by the way, Trubisky used them in college. So my obsession is well justified, I think.
Congratulations to the Miami Dolphins on their hiring of Dowell Loggins as the new offensive coordinator.
Have a good time.
By the way, I'm sure.
He had a couple, but he didn't use them very much.
I'm sure it will come up. I would not prioritize it personally if I was asking the questions. I wonder.
That'll come up first five questions. It'll be in there.
Run pass option will be in the first five questions.
I will tell you this. Yes.
All right. I'll bet you it doesn't.
Okay.
All right. So because we got a few that we're going against, I will say run pass option, RPO, anything like that is not mentioned in the first five questions. Blending of college offenses, maybe, but
I don't get credit for that.
No, run pass option. I don't think it's
all right. First eight questions.
Six and a half.
All right, six and a half.
Six and a half, over under.
I'll go under.
And I got over. Okay. I got over on six and a half questions. I'm just staying after here and just going to hang out with B&G.
And just
listen to the
press guy. You and I are going to be sitting in the office watching these things play out.
That's exactly right. We'll have to let this press conference play.
And it will. That's the best part of it.
Do you? And by the way, Matt Nagy scheduled to join B&G when the press conference is over. How much do you think, because I am legitimately interested in this, even though I don't think it matters very much, I am just curious what he will say about it publicly now that he's the head coach, because he will not throw Andy Reid under the bus, but why did Kareem Hunt only get five carries in the last 48 minutes of the game?
Yeah, but that'll
were
come
you
up.
Calling the play call? Like, what was your involvement in the play calls in the playoff game?
Will absolutely come up.
And I think that comes up early.
Should come up.
Should come up very, very early. And I mean, he's got to know. He's got to have been asked about it.
Yep.
But I think a little bit of clarity on that will be interesting. And I'll just tell you this, too, from, again, talking to people in KC. They're like, he's going to win the press conference. He's outgoing. He's personable. You're going to love him. I'm very much looking forward to seeing how much the job changes him. From people who knew him better than I did, I only had a few interactions with him in KC, to how he is now. Because there's just a different animal when you're a position coach or an offensive coordinator or anything like that, and then you're the head coach in the NFL. This should be a day where there's not many secrets out there, right? Like, transparent, you're not game planning, any of that stuff. Like, I loved Mitch Trubisky in college. The interview process went like this. They came to me. We met here. There should not be a lot of secrets.
It serves their best interests to share their excitement and their optimism and all the information that they can about what they want to do, what they're going to do. That's why I'm an over on 3.5 versions of the word excitement from Ryan Pace before Matt Nagy even utters a word.
Greg Gabriel with Mully and Hanley. Ryan Pace, secret agent man.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff. I love that stuff, and Pace loves that stuff.
Of course.
He does it.
Going to scout Mitch Trubisky in North Carolina games, but not on a press pass or credential. He just sit in the stands, so they didn't know the interest.
Right.
Having Trubisky book the steakhouse reservation when they came to meet him at North Carolina under an alias, and then he used James McMahon Jim McMahon.
Yes, Pace and company telling people they were with the Cowboys when people were guessing. Aren't you with the team? Said, yeah, we're the Cowboys. We're the Cowboys here to check stuff out. There's going to be an anecdote like that. We're going to get something like that, right?
Of course.
Went to Kansas City, and I wouldn't let him leave.
We ordered in barbecue and had candlelight all night. And just we looked into each other's eyes, and we're like, you see Mitch the same way that I see Mitch.
Those aren't two pillows.
Yeah. Hell of a team this year.
Hell of a team.
A chatty Cathy doll.
there's going to be something. The Chris Ballard Colts thing that Greg Gabriel, that's our guy Greg Gabriel, is talking about is really interesting. I had to dig around to make sure this morning that he actually even interviewed with Indianapolis, because he had two interviews scheduled for yesterday.
For the same day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For Colts
for
and
Sunday.
Bears. Right. Sunday, excuse me.
For, yeah, Sunday, for Sunday.
Colts and Bears.
Right.
And some reports had not even confirmed, and then I did find out, yes, he did talk with the Colts on Sunday morning and then talked with the Bears, and they didn't let him get out and get back to the Colts for to follow up.
Plenty of reporters, rightfully so, will try to establish the timeline of all of this because it's part of the story and just for the record. And it goes to painting the picture of Ryan Pace getting his guy in aggression. Did he plan to stay in Kansas City? Was it really two interviews? You know what I mean? Did it turn into an extended thing? Did it go longer than he wanted? All of that stuff. I mean, it's an hour flight away. In theory, they could have flew Mitch Trubisky in. Hey, we actually do really like this guy. Come out here and meet with him, something like that. So I do think that establishing the timeline of how it all went down will play into today's press conference.
Absolutely. Who will say the phrase heritage franchise?
I've got charter franchise as a prop.
Charter franchise?
Yeah, either. So does Nagy refer to the Bears as a charter franchise? I've got that as a coin flip. Yes and no, even money.
Yeah, charter. I think you'll get charter franchise.
You think you will?
Did you hear George McCaskey talk about the thing that kind of helped cement it at the end of the interview? George McCaskey said that Ryan Pace or that Matt Nagy looked at him and said, "I really want to be the head coach of the Chicago Bears."
Can I get a Go Bears, Campy?
Go Bears!
Yeah!
We might have that, George. I know we've got some George. George got to the airport. Yeah, George got to the airport and he was met by some media, and apparently that's...
You know what I love so much about that?
What? That George is that much of a...
The simpleton.
A dupe?
Well, yeah. It'd be like, Mitch, I really want to host a radio show in Chicago at The Score.
That's what convinced me.
You're hired.
That's, you know...
I didn't see that
The
coming.
Conviction that he had.
You applied for that job. I couldn't imagine.
I wanted to make sure he wanted to do it.
Yeah. I wanted to be sure that he was attracted to the job.
Yeah.
So, he looked me in the eyes.
He looked me in the eyes and said, "I really want to be the head coach."
Instead of being an offensive coordinator in Kansas City, I'd like to be the head coach in Chicago.
Or the head coach in Indianapolis or whatever. I mean, you know, it's good, though. Go find who the big boss is, right?
Like,
You know, go talk to the big boss. Go over Ryan's head. Go to the owner.
Sure.
And then George can lean over and say, "You know, I really like the cut of that kid's jib. He really told me how great the Bears are and how great we are, and I feel better about everything, so make sure you hire him. Good talk."
Go Bears! Even money. Does Ted Phillips speak? Yes or no?
No. Wait, at all? Hold on. Let me back up. Does Ted Phillips speak at all? He really shouldn't, but I'm going to go with yes on the side.
Yes, Ted Phillips is available on the side.
On
today.
The side.
Okay, well, that's even money right now at Danny Parkins on Twitter.
But he'll be in the room, and then someone will say, "Hey, Ted, could I get a comment?" Oh, okay, sure. All right. Well, I'll tell you what we really liked, and it was great to watch Ryan do it, and I'm just so proud of Ryan. And I.
Number of times Ted Phillips speaks in the first person. All right, sorry.
Right.
Over under 3.5 times Andy Reid is mentioned by Matt Nagy. Coach Reid, Andy Reid, coming from the tree. I learned so much under Andy, blah, blah, blah.
He won't say the tree. Coach Reid or Andy, you're talking total during the entire press conference?
Whole press conference.
Man. So that's a long time, plus with all the questions. And what's your number?
3.5.
Over.
Over?
Yeah.
It's an easy over for you guys?
Screaming over.
Screaming over.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just natural to talk in the context of it, unless he's deciding to try and make himself his own man. I don't know.
Well, there'll be questions about it, too.
There will be questions
about it. There's, I would say, at least two questions about Reed.
Yeah, it's a big over.
Big over. All right, well, I'm working on the lines. I'm working it out with you guys as we go here. This is the only way to make football press conferences interesting.
I got
just to gamble on that. Everybody knows that.
I just wish we'd written them up. Got them over at SpiegelandParkinsBets.com.
Well,
you know?
Sorry.
It's okay.
I'm sorry.
But anyway, how about Ditka? Does Ditka's name get out there?
Does he mention the great Mike Ditka?
Well, will Ditka be mentioned either in a question from some...
If George is talking, it will be. We expect Matt to take on the fine legacy of George Halas and Mike Ditka, something
number
like that.
Number 89!
Exactly.
There's got to be a Sun-Times columnist looking for an angle who drops a Ditka on Matt Nagy. Gotta be.
Mike, it is long overdue.
Choose a Rick. I mean, pick any Rick you want.
Pick a Rick, any Rick, any Rick is fine.
Any Rick is fine. I got...
Mike Ditka!
I'll say one of the Ricks mentions Ditka, unless they're listening and have now thought better of it.
No, I don't think that they're going to coach him. But hey. You were going to mention Ditka at this press conference, but the midday jamokes at the score...
Yes.
Are going to make fun of you if you do.
Just don't block Danny, people.
Right.
Tellinger just deleted 3/4 of his questions.
Damn it!
What?
But that was unique. I mean, the guy's 39 years old, so he was 8 years old when the Bears won the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
I'm thinking he might not have reverence for Ditka and the 85 Bears. I'm thinking, maybe. I don't know.
Can you imagine if they're just so completely tone deaf even after the last press conference? That Ted goes out there.
Ted struts up to the podium. He's like, hello, I'm back. It's been a while.
I just wanted to, before we get going, I just wanted to commend Ryan on the job that I allowed him to do. How are you? I'm Ted, if you didn't know.
I'd appreciate if it was a true troll job.
Me too. So would I. It's like, I just wanted to say, because of the collaborative effort and the support of the McCaskey family, my experience and expertise in this league, and Ryan Pace, he did a spectacular job with our support in hiring the new head coach of the Chicago Bears. And we will introduce him to you in just a minute.
In just a couple minutes. But let me tell you about something I learned in my years in the league.
Yeah, I had a lot of experience.
Been involved in a lot of head coaches search now.
And I was there for all 6 of the interviews that we
did. You know, my years in this league.
Triggered. That would be great. I'm actually now
you want it.
Now I'm rooting for it because it's so meaningless and it makes people so angry. I absolutely am rooting for it. What today is day one of? We will get into it coming up next before we pass the baton to Matt Nagy in the afternoon show on The Score.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
That's Matt Nagy discussing play calling and his role and impact in the Bears. You'll hear him coming up in 15 minutes live on The Score and then with Bernstein and Goff after the press conference. So this is where you want to be. The audio is brought to you by Credit Karma. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma. Get knowing.
Should be a very interesting day. That was the voice of Matt Nagy. You'll hear it a lot more at 1 o'clock. And that's your next head coach. See the cover of the trip today with the horseshoe-shaped entire run of Chicago Bears coaches and Matt Nagy right there in the middle, not quite in the Alice position of the Brady Bunch, as our buddy Ben Finford tweeted this morning, but it is funny to think about and to look at all these people here. And boy, there's a lot of unimpressive stuff in here, man. There's a lot of...
I'm excited to join a long lineage of great coaches in Chicago Bears history, Dick Geron and Mark Dressman.
Mm-hmm. When I think about the Hunk Anderson era in the 40s, Jim Dooley's uninspiring run from 68 to 71, Mark Dressman, and John Fox. John Fox right there among them with the losingest run as a Bears head coach. It's all uphill from here, right? It should all be uphill in terms of your... Is that right? Not downhill. It's all uphill. Yeah, we should be ascending from this point forward.
No. The expression of it getting better is it's downhill from here. Or no.
No. See?
No.
I shouldn't use that expression either way.
No.
It's all, we're moving forward, not backwards.
We're moving forward. We are laughing. Things are improving.
Go Bears!
Yeah. Greener pastures. God, good thing we're not doing the press conference. We really blew that one. One little football point that I do want to mention as we're messing around before this.
I was trying to set you up before because it's uphill.
I appreciate
it. Forward
that.
From here.
You're a good teammate.
It's day one.
It's day one of everybody being aligned. Like, the easiest way to win a Super Bowl in the NFL is to have a good quarterback on a rookie contract. And we don't know if Mitch Trubisky is going to be good or not. But we now know who is in charge of making him become good. And that's Matt Nagy. So Pace picked him. He got the extension. He's here for at least 4 years. Nagy got the contract. He's here for at least 4 years. I mean, they could fire them early, but contractually here for at least the next 4 seasons. And what else is 4 years? Oh, yeah. With the 5th-year option, 4 more years of Mitch Trubisky under club control. That's now before franchise tags and transition tags and contract extensions and all that stuff. But and you can win, obviously. We hope that the Bears Super Bowl window is 14 years with Mitch Trubisky and not just four. But once you start having to pay a quarterback $20, $25, $30 million.
You better have made a bunch of brilliant draft picks in advance of that so you have other real cheap deals.
Exactly right. This is how the Seahawks were able to build the Legion of Boom defense because they had Russell Wilson on a rookie contract. It's how the Raiders were able to invest more money in the offensive line than any other team in the sport.
Dude, the Raiders had Khalil Mack and Derek Carr on rookie deals.
And Amari Cooper on a rookie deal because they nailed back-to-back drafts with star players. So they were like, all right, we'll go make Rodney Hudson the highest paid center in the NFL. No problem.
It's why the Cowboys were able to use Dak Prescott the way they did while paying the offensive line what they needed to.
Exactly right. So there are other ways to do it, but today is day one of hopefully Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy, and we are just told that they are the only ones who will speak at the press conference.
John Greenberg tweeting, for those betting at home, thanks for listening, John.
Thank you, John.
Pace and Nagy
following
will
along.
Talk in the official press conference.
That's great. And so maybe those other guys are off to the side, but this is State of the Union address stuff. This is guy in control of the 53-man roster, guy in control on game day and with game plans and week to week. So the day-to-day stuff and then the year-to-year stuff, the two football architects putting out their plan of how they're going to bring a Super Bowl back to Chicago.
I'll tell you what.
Day one.
If they last all 4 years, that means good things. Really. I mean, you know, in terms of like moving on from all of this, they have at a very minimum 2 years and probably three, don't they? They have 3 years to prove you something. At a minimum, two.
I look at it like Nagy will have growing pains as a coach like Pace had as a general manager and Trubisky had as a rookie. So this year, while I hope to see improvement offensively, I'm not really, at this point anyway, pre-draft, pre-free agency, pre-other moves in the division, I'm not really expecting playoffs or anything like that this year.
But Danny, go back to how often we talked about whether, like, if Mitchell Trubisky is good, right? How far away are they from being the Eagles in terms of a great offseason? How far away are they from being the Rams in terms of a great offseason? Coaching matters so much. Scheme matters so much that if they turn Trubisky into, an Alex Smith, like this year's Alex Smith is unbelievable, but even what Alex Smith was for the last few years.
Sure.
And you're throwing less than 10 interceptions and you're throwing somewhere between 15 and 25 touchdowns. And, you know, you're running the ball well up the gut because you're spreading everything out wide from the gun, et cetera. Like everything could come together here in a very exciting way. It happens in the NFL. It does.
Yeah, of course it does. You can go from worst to first. You can have quick turnarounds. Things can click. But everyone in a significant position, which is why Fangio matters a lot to a lot of people, because he's experienced and older and that sort of thing. He's been around. He's seen some things. He's grizzled. There's a really high upside with Pace, Nagy, and Trubisky. But they all also might just be bad at their job. Like, none of them are known commodities. So that risk quotient makes the upside really high, but it also makes the bust factor really high. Like, this could be a spectacular failure, or it could be a spectacular success where you create the Saints of the North and everything clicks and Trubisky becomes a perennial Pro Bowler and he's the best quarterback in franchise history for the Bears. And by the way, to the texter who says, why do you guys care so much about these press conferences? They're going to make a bunch of promises they won't keep. You guys sound like scorned people, that sort of thing. I hope you understand that these over-unders are tongue-in-cheek, and I like to mock these press conferences. Like, this is an introduction to the city. This is more interesting than most press conferences because it's an actual news event as opposed to the normal stuff that they say. But after today, very little of this matters. It will all be about whether or not these guys are good at their job. But because we don't know anything about Matt Nagy for the most part, it becomes interesting because it's like, oh my God, 8 years ago he was selling real estate. Now he's the head coach of the Bears. And if he's not good, Ryan Pace gets fired. Yeah. It's a lot riding on this hire.
That's for sure.
So that's why today is more interesting than most press conferences, I would say, because we know so little about him.
Yeah, and it's everybody aligned on the same path. Here we
exactly.
go. Tell me the plan, and they should be transparent and tell you a bunch of stuff today. That would be good. Boy, it'd be exciting if Ryan Pace announces a Vic Fangio deal. before he introduces Matt Nagy here. That would be really exciting. And there, I'd
people
say
would love it.
There's a non-zero chance of that. We haven't seen a Fangio rumor all morning in terms of where he's going to interview, right? I haven't seen anything. I know that Mike Pettine is interviewing in Green Bay. I've seen that Fangio's on the top of their list, but haven't seen an interview rumor about Vic. So it's possible. A boy could dream. That would be perfect.
Yeah, and I would be surprised because I would think that Fangio would want to interview other places, and he got to free agency, so why not explore free agency? He's got all the leverage in the world, but the Bears have the money to make him assistant head coach if he wants, top defensive voice in the organization. They certainly can pay him a ton of money, so I assume that Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy will do everything they can to bring Vic Fangio back.
Thank you to Michael Lombardi from The Ringer, who was great today. And Steve Cishek, the newest Cubs reliever. That was fun. Go check it out on the podcast if you like. Thank you to Jay Zawoski and Rick Camp, who do a great job. Ray Diaz does fine work. Brian Gersh does the video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com. No transition, but Danny's on TV tonight on NBC Sports Chicago at 5:30.
That's right. I'm on Sports Talk Live, so if you just need my hot press conference reactions, 5:30. And then, of course, the press conference next with Bernstein and Goff. And then they've got Matt Nagy after that. So keep it locked right here for the new head coach of the Chicago Bears on Sports Radio 670. The Score.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.